7 hours and 38 minutes. That's how much the average young person spends using technology every single day. And I'm not surprised. Take texting, for instance. I'm a texting addict. It's as essential to my life as eating. So recently, I decided to deprive myself from texting for an entire week. But could I handle it? On day one, I felt like something was missing, the same way coffee drinkers feel without their morning cup. I longed for the feel of the buttons underneath my fingers. By day two, I was grumpy and stressed because I'd gone from sending and receiving 500 texts a day down to almost none. Then on day three, while under the influence of cold medicine, my phone shook with a text from a friend. It was a simple reminder to watch our favorite show, Vampire Diaries. Without thinking, I pressed the letter K, and with just one letter, I had broken my no texting streak. But could I be blamed? If someone throws a ball at you, you duck. It's a reflex, a physical reaction. And that's how I am about my phone. I reach for it without thinking, and I depend on it. Not just for convenience, but for maintaining my friendships. I had a BTF, a best texting friend, up until she got a B on her math test. That's when her grade-obsessed mom blocked texting for a month. A month is like one teen year. Relationships rise and fall, passions change, and friendships end. Exactly the way ours did, because we couldn't keep in touch. It'd be an understatement to say that I'm glad to be texting again, but I have to admit that my week without it led to some positive changes. Like when I walked to BART, I actually looked at people instead of staring down at my phone. And I realized that the flowers were blooming at my neighbor's house, something I always used to love as a kid. The biggest difference now is that I'm able to take trips to the beach with my mom and without my cell phone. The handful of times we've done that have been truly relaxing, without any imagined vibrations or nervous grabs for a phone that isn't there. With a perspective, I'm Sarah Hammack.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.